It's lunchtime at Birmingham's Bottle Tree Cafe. The atmosphere is friendly, and the owner, Mary Lee Chalice, moves from table to table, talking to the customers. Despite the lunchtime crowd, the cafe and music venue is hurting financially from its recent experience with City Stages. Bottle Tree was one of the many vendors that provided services for the music festival.
Bottle Tree provided backstage hospitality and catering for all of the bands and the stagehands and the crews. It was about around 850 meals that we served over the three-day weekend.
And that's not all.
And then we also provided like extra services for the headlining bands, and we stocked their dressing rooms with writer items and towels and kind of took care of them throughout the day.
All told, Bottle Tree spent around $25,000 on City Stages. They got half the money up front, but when the music festival announced 3 weeks ago that it was insolvent, that left Bottle Tree holding the rest of the bill. And the cafe isn't alone. Many vendors say they haven't been paid, or the checks they did receive bounced. It's a messy situation, not only for the lawyers who must now figure out the City Stages' finances, but also for Birmingham City Council members, who made a $250,000 emergency appropriation for the festival, and now find themselves answering the question, why didn't they just let City Stages fold on its own before local businesses invested time and money?
It's kind of hard to gauge how events like this will be impacted.
That's Birmingham City Councilman Jonathan Austin, who supported giving City Stages additional money. He believes City Stages' cultural impact outweighed the economic cost. He says he's sorry vendors have been left holding the bill, but stresses that's not the city's responsibility.
The burden of the vendors and what they've invested is not something that the city has to bear or has borne. That is the festival organizers, their responsibility.
Right now, City Stages has only declared insolvency, which is an economic term meaning that it can't pay off its debts.
The people that are still waiting for payments from City Stages, they need some legal way to get their money.
Andreas Rauterkis is a professor of finance at UAB. He says unpaid vendors can file for bankruptcy on behalf of City Stages, in effect, forcing the festival's hand.
They might file for bankruptcy themselves. It's maybe they're trying to work out something outside the court. I just work with my creditors outside of court. That way I'm still engaging in an economic process, whereas bankruptcy is a legal process, so everything that happens has to be okayed by a judge.
Rauterkis says short of bankruptcy, he sees no other way the debts could be repaid. If City Stages does declare bankruptcy, it would declare Chapter 7, which involves liquidation of assets and distributing money to creditors. There's no public record of how much the nonprofit that runs City Stages has in assets. Calls to lawyers representing the festival were not returned. In the meantime, Bottle Tree Cafe is using its support network to stay afloat. Again, Mary Lee Chalice.
I just told him, look, it's going to be okay. We'll get through this. Just call everyone you know. Tell them to come eat and drink. Because all we can do now is try to get business.
They've also had rummage sales and a silent auction, with proceeds going to pay the staff. For WBHM, I'm Varun Krishnan.